guys, it's Mackenzie.
Hey guys, it's Brooklyn.
And welcome back to the Jokes on Us. Hey guys, welcome back. We are so excited for this new episode. And to start talking about sports.
We'll go sports!
Woo!
Woo! Oh.
Okay. Anywho.
we're so uncoordinated.
Just if you guys haven't already caught our video on Instagram, we're going to be covering sports, primarily basketball, hockey, and F1. And then primarily for basketball, the Dallas Mavericks. Ooh. And for hockey, the Dallas Stars.
We'll be covering all the content over all the playoffs, though, mm-hmm. for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
Because there's 4 teams left. So,
yeah. We're going to follow it to the end, but those are technically our teams. Those are our home people.
Yeah.
So that's who we right now are covering. We're so excited to get more into these sports and cover more teams. But just as of right now, that's where we are. Yeah. But we're so excited. Is there anything else we want to add to that?
Not really.
Oh, we're going to be posting weekly now, too.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back.
Yep. That's really good.
Good morning.
So, if you are listening to this on, like, Spotify or Apple Music or anything like that, we're also recording it and putting it on YouTube. And if you're watching it on YouTube, you can also
just
listen to us on
Spotify. During your drive, you can continue because this is episode 4.
Yeah, episode 4. We're so excited
for
many
more. We did take a little hiatus. We came back on, like, One Direction.
Oh, my gosh.
For all my directioners out there, we won't leave you.
We have no intentions of that as of right now.
All right, Mackenzie's going to start us out with the Mavs.
Yeah, so, yeah. Sorry, that just stuck in my head, that little boy, that yeah.
Yeah. Basketball. Mackenzie loves basketball.
I'm just going to be so real with you guys. I like watching basketball, and I grew up watching basketball, so, like, I enjoy watching it. Have I watched the Mavs recently? No, but I have now that they're in the conference finals. They've done so well, honestly. Like, great job, Mavs. Love you.
Great job, Mavs. I actually know nothing about basketball, so Mackenzie's going to be teaching me stuff if she, like, as she tells along.
We had to study basketball growing up. Like, that was a part of our PE classes. We would, like, get tested on, like, basketball calls.
Why just basketball?
Because that was the best sport my school had.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, elementary or middle school or high school?
All of it.
Oh.
I went to the same school for 12 years.
That's really cool. Yeah, I know nothing about it. Like, I know that they get different points for different throws.
Yeah.
I know everyone loves going to the games. I've never...
Maybe we'll have, like, a lesson where we go to a Mavs game.
I've never been... I mean, our university, like, when they would have the homecoming games, but mm-hmm. those were, like, scrimmages against our own team, so...
And they weren't the
best. They weren't. So, they were just kind of, like, throwaway games.
Sorry. So sorry. Yeah. Love.
But our baseball team is doing very well.
They are. We'll have to talk about that a later time.
Other than that, I've never been to a basketball game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll change that now.
Maybe I'm going to make Kenzie go to a Mavs game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll have to happen.
That'll be so good.
Cool.
Well, like I said, Mavs are in the conference finals right now. They're doing great. Honestly, when I looked up their ranking, they were ranked 5 out of the Western Division. I believe that is all correct information. Fact check me if you need to. But they were playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. Can we just talk about that name really quick? Timberwolves? Who's naming that name?
Timberwolves.
Anywho. They're ranked 3, so we are currently...
Like out of the division?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're currently at game 4 out of 7. They won the first 3. They lost game 4, but it was 105-100, so they only lost by 5 points.
That's crazy to me as well that it's such a high, like, all the sports that I've, like, consistently watched, it's always, like, lower on the end
mm-hmm.
of, like, points when it comes to like scoring.
Yeah.
Basketball is just like, they're like, oh yeah, there's like 300 points. And I'm like, whoa.
That's what shocked me about hockey is it's such a slow scoring game.
Yeah.
So like if you come out of the game 3-1, like that could be high for somebody.
Yeah.
And like 100 is probably pretty usual for a basketball game. Like,
that's crazy.
That's normal to me. But it's just such a fast-paced game. And like you said, like, you get different points for, like, wherever you score at.
Yeah.
So, like, ranking those up to 100 goes quickly.
Yeah.
So, like, that's pretty normal. And it is crazy.
Real, real, real.
Yeah. It's definitely a fast-paced game. So, if you don't have that attention span... And that could be Brooklyn.
So is it like, okay, so like what's going on in the NBA right now?
What do you mean?
Like where are they at? Like, is there like a championship happening right now? Please don't roast me. I know literally nothing about basketball. It's like, what? Talk to me like I'm six. What's happening?
Yeah, so, yeah.
I know nothing.
Well, it's okay. I'm not gonna lie. I get confused between like NBA basketball and like college basketball. They kind of, the information mushes together for me. So I did have to separate these from my brain. But like I said, so they're in the Western Conference Finals right now. I think they've played two other teams before this. So this is their third like matchup.
Well, you said they're playing Western Conference Finals right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do they not do, like, do both?
So they're playing the Western Conference Finals, and then the Eastern Conference Finals, the Celtics, I'm pretty sure. They've already won, so they've
okay,
won
got
that.
It, got it, got it.
And then whoever wins the Western will play the Eastern Conference Finals, and they'll
okay,
play...
So they have it at the same time, it's just those have already played their games.
Yeah, they've already
okay.
won. So... Who they're just waiting to see whoever they're gonna
okay,
play.
Okay, perfect.
And then they'll play each other. And I did forget what the trophy is called that they're playing for. That's my bad.
Trophy.
But it's some championship that they're playing for. I'm so sorry. The names have drifted off. I should have wrote them down. But they're currently in the Western Conference Finals. It's 4 out of 7. And so if they win, they actually play tonight. We're recording on Thursday. So they're playing tonight, Thursday night. If they win this game, then they'll play the Celtics, which is pretty interesting because right now with the Stars and the Mavs schedule, it's Stars,
yeah.
Mavs, Stars, Mavs. And so
the American Airlines Center is going crazy with their, like,
yeah.
construction team.
I'm, like, watching games every night. Tied to ESPN right now. So they'll have a little break, I believe, if they win. And then it'll be all Stars until we see that final between the Eastern
that
and the Western.
Cool.
So yeah, I mean, the Mavs are doing great, and that's really all I have for them.
So like, who are they playing right now?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
Whoops.
So you said it's like best of seven.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's winning right now?
The Mavs.
Mavs.
They've won 3 out of 4 games so far.
3 out of 4. So, if they win, when they play, you said they play tonight?
They play tonight.
So, if they win this one, they move on.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go Mavs.
Wow. She's getting all caught
I
up.
I know. Well, it's like the hockey playoffs.
Yeah.
So, that's...
It's going to be pretty easy to remember those things.
Yeah.
It's just the actual when you, like, go to watch basketball.
Yeah. Okay. I can get with that.
Yeah.
I think I'd maybe like it more, A, if I knew more about it, B, had I go to, like, a real game.
Because
all I've got to go off is, like, our university basketball team, which...
Which, that's also different, because a lot of the games I feel like that you've seen are scrimmages, and a scrimmage is
the
very
only games
different
I've seen.
between that and an actual game.
Because
there's a lot more, like, competition in a real game.
Mm.
A scrimmage, I just feel like you're just there to be there, and that's great for you, but... I want to see a game.
Yeah, I want to see the drama.
Yeah.
Like, give me... I want to see, like... Also, it's, like, the best players,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, the only one that I could name you on the... I could probably name you if I heard the other names. I know Luka. The only reason I know him is because he's been on videos with Dude Perfect.
Oh.
And that's the only reason I know him.
Real.
Yeah,
wow.
So... But I've heard people say that, like, he thinks he's better than he is.
Mm. See, and that would be something I'd have to research because I haven't watched a full their full season. I've only been watching recent games, and that is shame on me.
But, like, his, I know, like, his jerseys are everywhere, and, like, everyone loves him, but I've also heard the drama and the controversy, and people are like, oh, my gosh.
A lot of basketball players, I feel like, have a big head. That's really common for them.
Yeah.
And somebody just needs to be there to bring them down to earth and show them what it's like being a real person.
What is love?
Oh, okay. So Brooklyn's going to sing for us. But anyways, so we'll see what they do tonight. Honestly, by the time this is up, they could be winning.
We'll keep you updated.
We'll keep you updated. Check out the Instagram to see all of our updates and all of our reactions to the
upcoming games.
Yeah, we'll see. I have high hopes for them though. They've done pretty good, so.
Go Mavs.
We'll see. Do they have a chant? No.
Like when they.
That's what we were discussing
before
this.
That's also a thing, is, like, when other, like, well, I guess, not even, like, Formula 1, but, like, you don't really score like that in Formula 1, but, like, in, like, hockey, when you score or something, like, there's, like, a chant, you know? Like, you have time after, like, a goal or, like, when you score to, like, celebrate. You don't have that.
There's usually, like, an air horn sound when they score.
Like in hockey?
Kind of.
Because I know, like, even in, like, the NFL, you have time.
I think it depends. I would have to go.
Now that I'm thinking of it, there's really not a lot of sports where you have time to celebrate after you score.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they do, really, because, like I said, basketball is such a fast-paced sport.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I guess
soccer, that's how they get to 100, you know?
Mm-hmm. Soccer, so. you do.
Girl, and I will never get soccer. Like, I just don't. That's a discussion for another day.
Maybe we'll cover soccer next.
Anywho, Dallas Stars.
The Stars.
We have a lot to talk about.
If you are a Stars fan, we need a Stars hype train.
Oh, for sure.
You know, in the comments.
Me and Brooklyn are Stars fans through
Stars
and through.
Fanatics.
Fanatics.
Is that where the word fan comes from, is fanatics? I think it is.
Or does the word fanatics come from fan?
That's not how that works. You would have to derive it from something bigger.
Anywho.
Cool. Anywho, we are on game. We just finished game 4.
They play tomorrow with game 5.
Starting from game 1. Game 1 was not
the best one.
well, okay. You have us coming from playing like a big rival, like the Avalanche, and then coming to play, first of all.
Wait, can we just say, before we get into that, can we just say how the Stars are the first team in, I don't even remember how long they said, to defeat the last two Stanley Cup winners. Like,
back to back.
Like, we just got them out of here.
Which and you know what? I don't care if there's any Golden Knights fans out there. I don't care if we have any listeners that are Avalanche fans. This is a Dallas Stars fan podcast, and you can
I'm so sorry, but that is who we've chosen. Like, and if you...
I'm not sorry. I don't know why you're apologizing.
I don't know why either. I mean, like, if you're not a Dallas Stars fan, you might want to click off.
It was absolutely like, oh, like when we beat them, I was like, this is the best thing ever. When the Golden Knights were created, I was like, what the heck? And then they took, back then, you didn't watch hockey back then, but we had a player, his name was Cody Eakin, loved him, fantastic. Then they stole him, absolutely thieved.
Dirty.
I forget who he plays for now, but.
Dirty game.
It was, and then they won. They won the Stanley Cup their first year.
Was 2019 their first year?
Ooh, something like that. I forget when, but they won that year. And the last time that the Stars had made it to the Stanley Cup, I believe was 2021, if I'm not mistaken. And we played Tampa Bay, I believe. We lost in the finals, and it was very devastating. But it was really good. I appreciate Tampa a lot. My mom has a different opinion. Sorry, Mom. But I appreciate the way that they play. They play like a team, which is not how the Stars played against Edmonton game 1, which also I didn't really care who won out of Edmonton and Vancouver.
Yeah.
Didn't. couldn't really have cared less. But their last game was kind of crazy. Vancouver was making a comeback. They had scored, what was it, the third period, they had scored like within like 3 and something minutes within like 2 back-to-back. So that, I really thought, I think the score ended up being like 3-2 or something like that. But
Oh, wow.
it was pretty close toward the end, but I didn't care who won out of them. But now we play Edmonton, and I didn't want to like put so much pressure on the Stars and be like, oh, we're playing Edmonton. Are you kidding? Like clean sweep. Because now it is, the series is tied 2-2.
Yep.
So,
Ooh.
yeah.
Well, I mean, like, okay, so game one, not their best one. Game
Ugh.
two definitely made a comeback. They did so well. Game three, honestly, I wasn't expecting to win on that one. So
I it
they
was
came back hot and heavy in the last, was it two
something like that,
periods? And then game four started off strong, man. In like the first like 2 minutes, were they
bing
scoring?
bong, bing bong, like right out the bag.
Like, but I think maybe they just got a big head. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I think the Stars do that a lot.
they like see
Also,
the points rising. Their coach, Pete DeVore, did I say that right?
something like that.
He was actually interviewed while I was watching the game, and they were asking him like what he's excited to see next, and he was like, the third point like really matters because that's gonna like show you where the game's going. And
It went right out the window. We
I was
never
like, I
saw it again.
don't know what he means by that, but he was so true about that. Like, Edmonton got the next point, and it just like was a snowball effect and literally just followed.
It was
So
awful. It was absolutely terrible.
it
I
was
don't remember. I was on and off watching it because I was busy at that time. But
boo.
when I know, I know. Sorry. But I know that Tanev got. He was taken off the ice. He wasn't even on the bench anymore, and he went back to the locker room. Do you remember what period that was?
I think it was towards the end of the second
The
period.
end of the second period.
Yeah.
They said he only played like he was only on the ice for like 5 minutes total.
I
If
don't
I
remember him
remember.
getting taken off the first period. I'm pretty sure he played during the second period. I do remember maybe an injury happening with him. Him and Mason Marchment were the only ones that I saw. Mason Marchment got hit in the face by a puck, and they weren't sure
Cool.
if maybe he. They said he may have gotten like a cut or he lost a tooth, but he was back out there after that. So,
And Mackenzie would still marry that man in a heartbeat, toothless or not.
man's engaged, okay? Let him live his life. LOL. Anywho, I will say though, you said you weren't really watching game four.
I was on and off
Okay.
here and there.
Did you see, I believe it was in the second period. They were really just passing the puck around near our goal, and Otter fell down, but he was blocking, like he was
Was it
trying
the
to.
one with the stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw those
And
videos.
he like left the stick behind him, but he was trying to block the puck, and the puck snuck by him, but it hit the stick just right, and it went out of like it didn't.
Ugh.
His stick blocked that shot,
Praise
and
God.
they said sometimes they call that and say that it's like it could be a goal, like because it's like the stick, and like they said it was just like a fortune that they called it that it wasn't a goal, and I was like, I'm a little confused
Were they
about
trying to
that.
give that?
Yeah, I think so. I was a little confused about all of the side reportings that I was hearing about that, but all I gotta say is like, how iconic. How
No,
iconic can you be
real.
like my stick? I would frame that
My
stick.
stick.
I would not be playing with that stick
I
anymore. I would
wonder
just
if
frame it.
you could auction it off.
Oh,
You
millions of
know?
dollars. Millions of dollars.
Jake's beautiful save.
Also, yesterday when they were playing, it was World Otter Day.
It was. I did see that.
Yeah, and I. Good for him, you know?
It's Hug an Otter Day.
Are otters real?
Right. Are otters real?
Is that a.
Do you know what an otter
It's
is?
an animal. Where do you find
Yeah.
them?
Well, I don't know what their origin, but like
I've never seen an otter in
they
real
have
life.
them in like local aquariums and things.
I've never been to the aquarium here.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I love the aquarium.
Well, maybe we
They
should
have a
go.
manatee. He floats around on a stick.
Love a good
I
manatee.
love him. Anywho, yeah, I have really high hopes that, I don't know, they've been playing kind of sloppy lately, which is not my thing. But can we please talk about Wyatt Johnston?
Yeah.
That
What about him?
kid can play.
Amen.
Like,
Did you know he was living with Joe
yes.
Pavelski?
That, what was that, after like game three that they were talking about that? He was like, yeah, we just, we ride together. We do this, we do that. And I'm
He like
like,
lives with them
I
though.
know. That's so
That's so
cute.
iconic.
I love that. Where's he from?
We should call our friend up because I know she has a question.
She
She
does.
probably knows.
Yeah. And he just turned
Yeah.
21.
21.
21.
Yeah. He scored a goal the night he turned 21. So happy birthday, Wyatt.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. He was doing pretty good on game four.
Good team.
Okay, let's roll it back to game three though, can we? Can we
Yes.
please? Starting off, actually the only thing I wrote down about game three, the embellishment call on Mason
Oh
Marchment.
my gosh.
Like, who in their right
It's gotta
minds?
be paid.
Yeah.
It's gotta be paid. Are you kidding me?
And I would like to like sit down with the refs and be like, he got hit in the face. Would you not fall if you got hit in the face?
What was
Like,
the call on that? High sticking for Edmonton?
yes, and then
An investment
an
call
embellishment
on
call on
Marchment.
Marchment. And so then it was 4-on-4. And I looked it up because I've never heard of an embellishment call before.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm new to hockey, so like that's on me, but I've never heard of an embellishment call before. Apparently, Mason Marchment has had an embellishment call on him before,
He has.
in 2022. Looked it up, found all the stats. And so this is nothing new for him, but the fact that he could face up to a $2,000 fine for embellishment when he didn't embellish anything, he just got hit in the
So
face.
when you looked it up, what did it say? I didn't look it up.
That embellishment calls are rarely called, but most of the time it's just the refs trying to like save a call from fans thinking that they called it wrong.
Well, but like on the did you, when you looked it up, did it say like what about Marchment, like what Marchment did that made it an embellishment call?
No, so I looked it up like right in that moment because I've
Okay, cool.
never heard of an embellishment call, and so I'm
It
just
just
Googling
didn't
it right in that
look
moment.
like I didn't.
No, nothing happened. He just
Or
got
no,
hit in the
was it
face.
it wasn't high sticking for Edmonton. It was cross checking, wasn't it? It was a cross checking call.
I thought it was high sticking.
I don't. I thought it was. I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure he got hit in the face with the stick.
I don't really remember. Anywho,
Oh my God.
either way,
That was a
we'll censor that.
Anywho.
Anywho, I just, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people out to get the stars.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair, they're out to get themselves sometimes, and it's absolutely. Here's my problem. When you, and I kind of compare it to soccer because it's like soccer on ice, with sticks.
Sure,
So,
I would not say that, but
sure. Some might call that field hockey. Anywho, just a little jokey joke.
Oh,
But
goodness.
like when you're rushing the net and you have no one else that's around you, what the heck? And the Stars do this so often. Like when you're rushing the net and you're getting down, to your opponent's goal, and then, your opponents are literally swarming you and you need to pass it. The Stars constantly just throw it behind the net every single time. And listen, I am not the most knowledgeable about hockey. I've never played hockey in my life, but my problem is that the Stars do this every time and I see no progress. So in my mind, I'm like, OMG, maybe we should try something else. Maybe we should have the rest of our teammates down there to pass it too. That way we're not just aimlessly throwing the puck, A, wasting time, B, making no progress and scoring goals.
Yeah.
Because at the, I think it was maybe the third game, something like that, but, or no. I forget at what point, but we had way less. Maybe it was the beginning of the fourth game, but they had way more shots on goal than we did. And I'm like, that's because probably you guys are just throwing it behind the goal like every single time. And I'm like, I don't understand.
I will say though, I don't think that they're the only team that faces things like that.
Oh, for sure not.
Like something that Edmonton did a lot in this last game was when they get the puck near the goal, they do a lot of like movement of the puck. Like they have time to shoot, but they're just like passing it back and forth to
They probably
themselves.
had time to shoot because we only have like one man defending. So I'm like, okay, call
But
some.
like
How about it?
you know, like they're missing. They need to be like quicker with
Yeah.
flying, you know? And that's why I think a lot of other sports are just fast paced, just because
Yeah.
they don't give themselves time to think. It's, you know what you need to do, shoot, you know?
Yeah. But wouldn't you just like, I don't know. It's just like, it seems like old Lone Ranger most of the time.
Yeah. I think also, they
Because when you
do a lot
think
of
back,
like
when.
offense, defense, and so the switching of the mates on on the
The
ice,
mates.
it's happening a lot, and they need to be quicker with that.
And it's also like, I don't know, like they have time to get down there, but a lot of the time when you look at when the Stars score,
Yeah.
it's because they had someone else to pass it to bounce it off of, to, you know.
I will say though, in I think it was game four. I'm pretty sure it was Lindell's shot. It bounced off of one of the Edmonton players. Like it rolled off of his back and into to the goal, and I just think that's so funny. Like they're
That's
just
funny.
Edmonton helped us out on that
I
one.
just
But
like picture that in my head, and it's kind of
like
funny.
they're doing great, you know? And like perfect for them. He sh tried to shoot again, I think in the second period, and he tried to do the same thing and like hit it off of one of their players again, and it didn't work for him. But like that, you know, like that's so quick, and like he may have not seen that the first time, and he
Yeah.
was trying it the second time. I don't know why you would think that would happen twice in a row, but
Yeah.
like go for the unexpected, you know?
Yeah, I feel like they need to just, I feel like they need to do that a little bit more often.
Go for it.
I mean, they're really good at it sometimes. You know, I have to give a lot to like Jason Robertson. He's
Yeah.
really good at
Oh,
that,
for
to like
sure.
whipping it out of nowhere, and I'm
Oh,
like, all
yeah.
right. But a lot of the time, from, you know, what I can remember of my little pea brain mind of what I know about hockey, is that most of it's like they have to like set it up.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't have to do that every time. I've seen it. I know that you can do it. So maybe we just like, you know, surprise attack.
Yeah.
But they're doing good.
They are.
I think we can whip it out one more time and
Oh
have,
yeah,
you
I'm
know,
excited.
take control of the series.
We're tied 2-2 right now, so I'm excited to see what happens tomorrow night.
And tonight is New York and Florida.
Oh, really?
Who you, yeah. Who do you want to win?
You see, I don't remember us ever playing Florida, and that could be on me. But every time we play New York, I am so sweaty and so scared because the games are always so intense. And so, like, would it be iconic that we go to the finals with New York and beat them? Yes. I would be so sweaty that whole entire time.
Okay.
Seven games of Mackenzie sweaty and scared. And so
Sweat.
do I want to see that? I don't know, but we'll pray about it.
So you're kind of indifferent.
Yeah.
Okay,
What
cool.
about you?
I do not want New York to win. I want Florida to win. Mainly because, so the who did New York play before Florida?
That's a really good question.
The Hurricanes.
Are you sure?
I believe so.
Okay.
Nope. Maybe they played. Who did they play?
Your mom.
Hi, Mom. Thank you. We're actually looking it up because we can't recall. Anywho, whoever it was that I cannot remember, they both, like, those games were aggressive. Like, I'm talking. Who'd they play? Okay, it was Carolina. Yeah. So I can remember their first few games, like, New York was so aggressive. Like, they were absolutely on it. They were crushing it. And I was. Me and my dad are watching the games, and we're like, absolutely not anybody but them. Like, I was rooting for Carolina, but then at the end of like their little series, They stepped it up too, and my dad was like, maybe we don't want either of them to win. We were like, please, no one. Like, so I really don't want us to play New York right now. They're playing very well, and they're playing very aggressively. I don't think I've fully watched one of their games so far with New York and Florida. But it's been very, they're very on it. And
They won their first matchup 4-0.
yeah,
Like, they won all
clean
four.
sweep.
Clean sweep. Yep. That's pretty crazy.
And I'm also glad that Boston didn't make it through. I've got to say it. I'm a Boston hater.
Oh.
Their fans are mean. If you're a Boston fan, please be
Be
nice.
kind to us.
It's just, we're not wimps, but you guys are kind of mean sometimes.
I will
But
say I am not a fan of Edmonton right now because Connor McDavid he has spoken so poorly about the Stars, and
the Dallas Cowboys of the NHL.
I just like what? Why would he say that? You know, like I think if I met him, I would have some words with him. And you know, I think kindness is a good aspect that they all need to learn.
Yeah. I will give credit to Boston. They produced Tyler Seguin. So, thank
Hey,
you for
thank you
Tyler
so
Seguin.
much.
He went through like a whole goal drought, and this playoff season has been fantastic for him. He's been
Yeah.
doing, and my dad's been talking so much trash about him. He's like, "See? He's stepping it up now. You're welcome." And I'm like, "I
Who
don't
are
think
the top three that you've seen like stick out to you in the playoffs?
Wyatt Johnson, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. I'm glad we have Ruben Hintz back.
Oh yeah.
That was kind of scary.
He's
And
pretty
then
good.
we lost Mason for a little bit as well. I'm glad he's back. I would say Wyatt for sure. I would have to say Tanev as
Really?
well. Yeah. He's more of like an assist guy, I would think, but
How do you feel about Rovo's hat trick?
I feel like it was underrated.
Yeah.
I feel like it didn't give as much, there wasn't as much hype around it or any hats.
Is this his
There were no hats.
Did you see the interview with Tyler Sagan after that? And he was like, I threw my hat in my head and all the reporters laughed. I was like, that is so teamwork iconic, you know? Was that that wasn't his first hat trick, was it?
Ooh, I don't think so. I remember
I feel like
seeing Mason Marchment's hat trick
that was
live
iconic.
on New Year's.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
was a good one.
that was good.
But I mean, like, they're doing well.
Yeah, who are your top three? Oh, I didn't say my last one. I'd
Oh
probably
yeah,
say Tyler
sorry.
Seguin, to be honest with you.
Really? Wyatt Smith as well. He's done impeccable.
Did you say Wyatt Smith? Who's that? Who is Wyatt Smith?
Just want to say, when I was writing this down last night, I was like multitasking because I was also looking at stats on ESPN on different sports teams, and I wrote Wyatt Smith down on my notes.
Wow,
So,
Wyatt Smith. Thank you,
hey,
Wyatt
Wyatt
Smith.
Smith, that's his new name. Did you know?
Yeah. Craig Smith? I don't know him either. I know Wyatt Smith.
Oh, people are gonna
Craig
come
Johnston.
at me for that one. Anyways, wait, you know one person that's gonna come at me for that one, like, 'cause she has a crush on him.
Yeah. Hey, girl.
That's her man. Anywho, Wyatt Johnson, he's done good. Mason Marchment, always Mason Marchment.
She be loving Mason Marshall.
He's just so good. He's just so good,
He's
and
like came out of the woodworks at the beginning of this year and just like absolutely
I
annihilated.
feel like he's underrated, period.
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
give the man more credit.
And that's why I threw Tanev in there as well. I slept on Tanev for a very long time. Like, I was just like, yeah, he's there. But like, okay.
I also think Stanky Boy.
Dude.
He's young, he's quick, he's just like always there. Like, the amount of assists that he's had in the playoffs and like He's even scored a couple times. Like, he's just there.
Yeah,
Like,
I agree.
he came out of nowhere for me. Like, I didn't see him coming.
That's because he's
And
so short.
yeah.
He just appeared.
And he's just incredible. Like,
I
he's
agree. That's a good one.
Stanky
That's a
boy.
really good one.
Yeah.
Stanko.
Stanky boy.
Stanky.
Stankoven.
He's been doing. Yeah, he kind of came out of nowhere.
I
And it
just
was
want
just
you to
like,
know,
Stankoven.
if Stankoven is watching, which highly unlikely,
Hey, King.
you will for always be Stanky Boy to me. So thank you, Jamie Benn.
For those who aren't watching on the video, I just stanky legged for him.
Stank it
So,
up in here. So,
stank it up.
well, yeah.
But go Stars. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh, should we give our little score prediction for the game tomorrow?
No, I'm so scared of predictions. I
Okay,
just.
I'll give mine.
Okay.
Okay, here's my thing. When me and my mom and my dad, we always give our predictions before the game starts. And my mom got it right for game three. And then we actually forgot to do it for game four, but that's okay. So I'll give mine for game five. I think that's gonna be like a mid-scoring game. So like, I think most of the scores are gonna happen in like the second period. I'm gonna say, this is completely off vibes. This is completely off, just whatever. I'm gonna go 4-2 stars.
Okay.
4-2 stars.
Yeah. I am just really scared for this next game because, I mean, like, obviously we're at game five now and the tension is rising. So
It's.
they're gonna start playing meaner and obviously we've seen a lot of weird calls, weird moments on the ice, and so tension's rising. We'll
I
see what
think it's.
happens.
The Stars just need to be more aggressive with it.
Yeah, but the moment they get more aggressive is like the moment I feel like we start seeing Edmonton having power plays, and that's what we don't want.
Well, yes, but that also happened a lot when we played Colorado.
So true.
Like, I'm talking.
They've done, can I say though, they have stood out to me on when they have like power plays, like Edmonton has a power play because the Stars have penalty, whatever. They've done great at keeping the puck away from our
Like
goal.
possession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, way to go, Stars.
Yeah.
That's really good because power plays used to make me sweat. Just the sweaty girl during hockey games. Like,
Yeah.
most people are like, oh my
We
goodness.
get clammy hands, you
They're like
know?
hitting the ice. And I'm like, girl, and I'm sweating. Like,
Yeah.
are they about to
No.
score? Like, I'm just a
I don't
sweaty
care how
gal.
cold it is in that rink. I'm
I'm
sweating.
sweating, yeah.
Yeah. But
So true.
go Stars.
Proud of you.
Ooh. All
Anywho,
right.
well.
Now we are on to our last word that we're going to cover for this episode. It is going to be Formula One.
Yeah.
Car noises.
Boom.
Oh my gosh, I saw this video. I think it was at the Miami Grand Prix, and they were like just like making content or whatever. And this guy was like interviewing, it was like Max, Checo, and I don't know, Esteban maybe. And he would like mimic the like different engine noises and have them guess. So it would be like he would mimic like a V10 and they would have to like guess it.
Did they get it right?
Yeah, they pretty
Oh,
much got them all right, but
that's
it was
crazy.
interesting. So primarily I'm going to cover the Monaco Grand Prix just because it just happened. And then maybe a little bit of like where the driver standings and the constructor standings are, but just covering a little bit like for those of you who didn't watch the Grand Prix, which is probably most people, it was the most like tearjerker so far, I would say, while still being the most boring race I have ever watched. Oh my gosh, literally, if anybody knows anything about racing at all, usually, you know, you try to get around the other cars. Whether it's like and it's an oval track or whether it's a street track like or a permanent track, like you want to get around the other cars as fast as you can. You just want to zoom zoom, right? There were two overtakes the entire race. Monaco being such a shorter track, faster lap times. There were 78 laps. So the yes.
They went around the track 78 times.
So okay. There's 78 laps.
Yeah.
So
that's like normal.
Yeah, for shorter tracks. So like I believe Monza, mm-hmm. which is in Italy, mm-hmm. Is the shortest track that they race on. I forget how the distance was, but so I believe, if I have it correct, every race is going to be, I think it's in kilometers. I think it's 305 kilometers, something like that. So the way that the race distance is, or the lap time is calculated, is every Grand Prix is 305 kilometers.
Yeah.
And then you divide that by, like, I believe, like, a lap time or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then that's how, like, that is calculated. So it's the same distance that mm-hmm. they race for every single one, but because of, like, the different lap times, the amount of laps is different for each one, but they usually race the same distance. So it's roughly around, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours for every race.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So just jumping right in. So this was the home race of...
Sorry. And she's bourbon.
Thank you. For Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc.
In America, they like to call him Chuck. I don't know why.
I will never call him anything other than Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc. But he has never been on the podium ever at his home race. So this was, like, really big. And one of the reasons it was really big. So there has now, after the Monaco Grand Prix, there has been 4 different winners this year.
Mm.
So last year was obviously Red Bull dominance. There were only 3 winners last year, and it was Max Checo in Red Bull, and then there was Carlos. But this year, there's already been 4, and it's obviously Max, Carlos, Lando,
yes,
Charles, which we haven't talked about, Lando. So it was Miami, Imola, and then Monaco.
Okay.
So it was Miami is the one where Lando won, which is what's crazy to me about Monaco and Miami is that Max didn't DNF, did not finish. He has to go into a little bit
more explanation because
it blows my mind because everyone, you know, the season started in... They call it, so, like, when the driver market is happening and, like, all the drivers are, like, signing new contracts, stuff like that, before the actual season starts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call that silly season because it's just so crazy. I know, it's funny.
Okay.
Just because it's so crazy and, like, so many things happen, like, Lewis signing for Ferrari for 2025, like, all these things happen. So it's, like, silly season. You never know what's going to happen.
Love that for them.
And, like... So everyone went into this season expecting it just to be like, okay, well, because 2026 is going to be, like, the new regulations and stuff like that. So this season, it's still, like, we're still on the old regulations. And so, like, Red Bull is still looking to be more dominant than everyone else. They're still quicker. And so they're upgrading components. I did read that, so getting into it a little bit, is that the crash that happened on lap 1 with Kevin Magnussen, Nico Hülkenberg, and Checo, they said,
pretty intense crash.
It was, if you've not seen it, I'd recommend go watching it because it's very controversial with the Haas, specifically Kevin Magnussen. But I read, so Helmut Marko is, like, I forget where he is in Red Bull. I don't know really what
is he
does.
A racer?
Oh, no. He's part of staff. Like, he works really with Christian Horner, who's their team principal. But he, I read a statement by him, and it said that crash with Checo is going to cost them, like, $2 to $3 million. And every team has their, like, cost cap, the cost cap. And so, but, and I don't think that they've put on any upgraded components yet. But Ferrari has, McLaren has. I forget anybody else. Anywho. But some people have already started to do that. And so, but they said that because the cost cap and the upgraded or not the upgraded, but like the repairs that they're gonna have to do on Checo's Red Bull, they're probably not gonna have their upgrades until like later in the season, which is kind of crazy. But so we went into the season thinking that like Red Bull was already gonna dominate anyways, but we've already had three different people win, which is crazy to me. And the fact that he was still in the race when Lando won and when Charles won, because he qualified sixth at the Monaco Grand Prix, so
Wow.
which is crazy. And he was on pole, I believe, for Miami.
What does pole mean again?
Like they qualified in the first position, so they started
Okay.
the race in
Got
first
it.
position.
Got it.
So he was in the front for that one, but
Yeah.
Charles was on pole for Monaco,
Gotcha.
and won the race. So actually, Monaco this year was the first time ever in Formula One history that everyone who qualified from pole to 10, and they finished pole to 10. So like, that's never happened before.
Oh, wow.
So like they finished in the top 10, like where they qualified, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it was super boring. Like nothing happened except for the carnage on lap one. Turn one, Carlos got a puncture.
Okay, but real question here. Don't you want it to be boring? Like, are you hoping for crashes? Like,
No, like, okay, maybe not like crashes, because that brings out like red flags, and
yeah.
the race was actually like delayed like 40 minutes. It
Why?
took forever because they had to clear the track. So
Right.
the crash that happened, so turn one, Carlos had a puncture. He was going to be out of the race, which is also, this is kind of crazy. So there was only going to be one Ferrari. But because of the actual crash with the Haas, which I'm going to just hop on that really quick. So you've seen the clip because I showed Mackenzie. So it was, everyone knows that Monaco is not an overtaking track. Like there's like little to no gaps.
Yeah.
If you have
It
one,
was small. Yeah.
like it's fast corners, like the walls are coming at you so quick. Like there's
Yeah.
really no time for overtaking. So a lot of people say that qualifying day at Monaco is race day. Like that's like where it happens. So you just like wherever you start is
Yeah.
very important because there's really no room for overtaking. And so that's why there's usually not any, but like the fact that there was only two is kind of wild. But it was so crazy because there was such a small gap. Now, if the Haas and Kevin Magnussen had the pace to just like zoom by Checo, they probably could have made it and it wouldn't have been a big deal. But the fact that like he didn't have the pace and he was just like riding alongside him, took him out, absolutely shunt him into the wall, and then ended up taking out his own teammate. The fact that he also, at this point in the season, has 10 penalty points, and if you have 12, that you are handed a race ban, which, crazy, I think, and a bunch of other people believe, that Kevin Magnussen deserved a race ban, and I think that. I don't hate Kevin Magnussen. I think he's an interesting racer, but
Just a weird name. So sorry.
he deserved that race ban. Are you kidding me? Like, he's been an absolute torpedo. Shout out to Daniel Kvyat. Like, for being just like such a dangerous and like reckless driver, just to like try to get a few points for his team, which now Haas only has 7 points in the constructors, which is like their fourth. Nope. They're fourth from the bottom in the constructors, so they're sixth. But I'm like, I don't know, like, what kind of racing is that? It's just reckless driving, in my opinion. But it was classified as a racing incident, so there was no penalty handed either, which was crazy to me. Took out Checo, took out his teammates, so nobody got points after that, and that was really crazy. But also, in one of the other turns, before the red flag was actually dealt, the Alpines, Esteban Ocon absolutely ramming Pierre Gasly into the wall. Like, where do you think he's going? Like, he flew so high into
He
the
did.
air.
He caught a lot of air on that
Like,
one.
and he ended up being out of the race too. So you have four people out before lap one was even
It's
completed.
a really quick way to get them all
That's
out.
what I'm saying. Absolutely just take him out. Like, you don't have to race your opponent if neither of you are racing.
Yeah.
Good way to, race. But, and there was talk after The actual race day that Alpine might bench Ocon for the next race, which is
Wow.
not this weekend that we're recording, but next weekend, because he's just absolutely. He's been,
Reckless.
yes,
Yeah.
like him, like last season, and like it was.
So if they bench him, would they have another driver step in?
Yes,
Okay.
so Jack Doohan is their reserve driver. So, which I like Jack. He raced in Formula 2, he was good there. I think he deserves. I think I would have benched him, but I read that they're not going to bench him, which is whatever. Ocon just races with a big head. Like, he thinks he's better than
And
he
that's a
is.
problem in a lot of sports. You
Yeah.
cannot get that big head.
It, like the stars, you know?
Yeah.
Like, get your head out of your butt. You're not better than you think you are. Like, please stop.
Gotta
And,
get your head in the game, as High School Musical
yeah.
says.
Please take some advice from Troy Bolton. But, like, it, I don't know. He races very recklessly, and I just don't like it. Much like his, what do they call him? His racing mate. Kevin
Mates.
Magnussen, but it was really bad. But everything else about this, about the Monaco weekend, was really cool because Charles Leclerc, not only
Charles Clerk.
Charles Leclerc, not only A got to be on the podium on his home turf for the first time, but he won it, which was crazy. And he was talking about his dad who died a few years ago.
So
It
precious.
was like
Oh.
his. So what's cool about this? So, which is also kind of like. Sounds like part of a movie, but like, so before his dad died, he didn't actually make it into Formula One yet, but he told his dad that he had signed the contract to race in Formula One, and he hadn't. He should have lied to his dad though, but like, in like the sweetest way possible. It was
I'm about to start crying.
no, like
That's literally
he
so
said
cute.
that like on like one of the last like halfway through he was like this is happening, like I'm leading my home race, like this is it. And there was, so Oscar Piastri was right behind him the whole
So
time.
precious.
There was at one point, like, Oscar could have overtaken him, but he made a mistake and didn't. But there was, like, it was not wheel-to-wheel racing, but because it was at Monaco, but it was very close.
Wow.
It was kind of crazy. But he said on the last few turns, like, he couldn't see because he was, like, tearing up. Yeah,
Oh.
but it was really cool to see, and there's like little things all weekend that was kind of weird, like Logan Sargeant, because Williams had just they're unprepared as a team, which is very much a shame because Logan Sargeant, I wish he would have a competitive car, and Alex Albon, they both deserve like good cars to try, but because they just don't have the funds and stuff like that, Logan actually had to race with a 23 season rear wing because they didn't have the right components for the car and stuff like that. But so like little things are kind of crazy. But also what's blowing my mind, so after like up to date like driver standings, Max is in first place with 169 points, and Charles is behind him with 138.
Wow.
So those gaps are very close, very close. And Red Bull is in winning the constructors with 276, and Ferrari's with 252. So, I mean, even if Max wins the driver standings, which I think I would absolutely shart my pants if Charles takes over the driver standings, I'm gonna
Brooklyn
go.
is a Charles fan through and through.
He's my favorite.
Like,
He deserves it. Like, this kid has put so much work, and I want him to win so bad. But Ferrari could end up taking the constructors, which is actually kind of crazy. But the gaps in it, like Red Bull has 276, and then it drops out of the 200s with McLaren in third with 184, and then it drops to Mercedes with 94, and then Aston Martin has 44. The V carbs. For anyone saying RB, calling Visa Cash App RB, just RB. There's already an RB.
Visa Cash App.
Kerching! Throwback to that
If
episode.
you don't know, go watch episode two.
Three? I don't know. Anywho, they only have 24 points. Haas has 7. Williams and Alpine have 2. And Sauber has 0.
Does he
Yeah.
have zero?
Because they've not gotten in the points. So you only get points for 1 through 10. And then
Oh.
if you're in the 1 through 10 and you get fastest lap, you get an extra point. So
Dang.
That's really cool. Wow. Yeah. But it's been kind of crazy. But also, I'm very excited to see the rest of the season because things are getting so close and nobody thought that. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's
F1 is F1-ing.
F1-ing. The sports are sporting right now, and we're really very, are. Very excited to see how it all plays out.
It's so true. There's a lot happening. I mean, even the Rangers, they're on a three game winning streak right now.
Wow.
I mean, it's the beginning of their season, so we'll see what happens.
But does baseball ever actually end?
No, because they're training all year round. But, yeah. I mean, like, their actual season. I would just like to say, though, whoever started the thing on the internet where, like, Rangers just won the World Series, so now we're looking at the Stars and the Mavericks, and then, like, the Cowboys are next. You have lofty goals, I would just like to say. And yep. I will be rooting for you because I am also rooting for the Stars and the Mavs to win. And if that is the case, it might be a while for the Cowboys.
You will be dreaming for quite some time. But you're not alone.
I mean, we'll also be there for you. We'll be supporting them. I mean, those are our people, so we'll support. But we'll see what the Stars and the Mavs do in the next couple days. Yeah. They have some work to do, and I believe they can do it.
There also is a little soccer for my soccer people, or football if you're a international listener. The Premier League just ended a few weeks-ish ago. And so I have two favorite teams in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. I have Chelsea, who's my team. And then Manchester City. I love Manchester City. I love the way that they play. And they just absolutely clean sweeped for a fourth year in a row.
Oh, wow.
The
Premier I know League. Nothing about soccer, so I'm just going to agree with everything Brooklyn says. Yeah.
So, which is... And then they, like, after they won the Premier League, they played Manchester United for the FA Cup, which they lost. But I think at that point, everyone's like, yo, big bad Wolves. But I'm like, they already won the Premier League. I think they were like, meh, you can have this one. We don't really care. But that was really cool that they got to win that. But also, Olivier Giroud, who plays for AC Milan. He's actually coming. He just finished. He played his last game with AC Milan. He's coming to play for the LA Galaxy for the MLS.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So me and one of our other friends, very big fans of him. So that's going to be really, really cool. Love him so dearly. And, like, they had, like, their farewell after the game. They ended up tying that game 3-3.
See, so, okay, and ties, I just don't get it. I don't get how you tie a game. Like there has to be a winner and a loser.
But that was really cool to see. And then Mbappe is switching teams.
We love Mbappe.
Everyone's like, where is he going? But, like, everyone's expecting it to be Real Madrid. So, yeah. But people are like, what if it's just, like, some out-of-the-box team? Like, no one knows.
Brooklyn and I are a fan of Mbappe. Strictly because... I'm so sorry, Apple users. We went to an SC Dallas game. if any of you guys don't know, we are from the Dallas area. Dallas-Fort Worth area. And... Brooklyn over here was trying to teach me soccer.
I tried.
Really big fan of soccer. I have been to a couple games, cannot get into it. So she was like, maybe if we go to an FC Dallas game. I will say, I was quite enthusiastic to go.
When, like, they would score, you were up and out of your seat.
I was really trying to, like, get with it and be, like, in it. And, like, I was so happy for everybody that loves it, but I had so many questions and didn't understand 90%, I think, of what we watched. And then
you cheered at the right times, and that's what mattered.
Yeah, we were honestly so close to the field, too. Like, it was, I feel like I was really in it. So, like, if I had a better experience, I don't know. Like, I think that was, like, the best experience I've had with soccer. Anyways, so we left after the game, and there was a bus outside, and we thought it was.
They were playing, I think they were playing Vancouver.
Yeah.
At that time.
And we were like, what if it's, like, FC Dallas's bus? And Brooklyn was a fan of a few of the players, so she was like, what if we get to meet them? And so we were hanging out, just chilling, and we realized it is not FC Dallas. It is, in fact...
Their players came out way later, and so some of the Vancouver players were coming out, and we were like, oh my gosh, should we just, like... There was a kid... with his parents like, standing next to us.
There was like two or three people that were like, oh my gosh, can we take a picture with you? Like, they were like, who is this man? We had no clue who it was.
So we got a picture with him.
Spur of the moment, we were like, can we take a picture with him? And Brooklyn over here, I know nothing. Like, these people are like name dropping him. Oh my goodness, can you sign this? Can we get a picture?
We had no idea.
We have no clue who this is. And Brooklyn was like, I can't ask. You have to ask. So I walk up and we were like, hey, oh my goodness, good game. And I look at him and I was like,
thanks.
Can we get a picture with you? That was the only words that came out of our mouth. Giggling for the rest of the time, we giggled through the picture, we giggled as we walked away, and then we get to like the stoplight down the street.
I remember like sprinting away from that man.
We get to the stoplight down the street, and we were both like looking at each other, we're like, who was that?
We don't even know that man.
And so the moment we got in the car, Brooklyn sent it to our friend group, like the picture, and she was like, oh my gosh, guys, we met Mbappe. Like, because there's a few soccer fans in our friend group. We just wanted to see, kind of test the waters, see how it went.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our friends didn't know who that was, so they were supportive.
They were just like, OMG, that's so cool. Mind you, this is a Canadian white man. Mbappe is not white, and he is French.
Yeah. And so we get one call from one of our friends, and she was like, that was not Mbappe. And we were like, no.
That's not.
We were like, don't tell anybody. We just want to see how this plays out.
All you had to do was look up Mbappe and you could compare the picture. And yeah, you'd be like, that's not even close to being the same guy.
Like, it's a dark picture, but you can still tell. Like, they just don't look the same at all. And so after that, Brooklyn calls another one of our friends and she's like, oh my goodness, we just met Mbappe. Like, this is so exciting. And our friend is like, yeah.
She's like freaking out. She's like, oh my gosh, Mbappe. She actually knows his name, but she
looked him up on Instagram while we were on the phone. And she was like, he has like blah, blah, blah followers. And we were like, we had to disconnect the phone. Because we were like, no way. She looked him up and she still doesn't know that this is not Mbappe. Like,
how do you not? Like, at least put a little tune together. I'm like, you have Mbappe. Like, I'm talking one of the biggest players in the world right now. And you think he's in Dallas, Texas, just hanging out? I'm like, okay.
We gave her, like, I don't know, like 2 months, maybe a little bit more.
I think more than that.
A couple months, and we finally decided to tell her.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Mbappe.
She felt pretty dumb. So, shout out to that friend.
We love you. We just like being comedian sometimes.
Yeah.
And you gave us a good laugh, and I hope you gave everybody here a good laugh too.
And if
the joke's actually on you this episode,
it is.
Anywho, Mbappe, we would love to meet you though.
I love Mbappe.
And also to the man we did meet, I'm sorry for giggling in your face.
Whoever you are, shout out to you for being a good sport.
Thank sorry you for taking our picture with us. We're so sorry that we acted like children. At the age of 20.
We would like
20.
To formally apologize.
Thank you so much for being in the memes.
But, well, that is our sports recap for this episode.
Yeah. We're excited to see what happens in the future. We're excited to record next week and with all the new updates. Hopefully some good ones.
Yes, hopefully
hopefully
we have
some interesting
good
ones.
News to tell for the Stars and the Mavs.
So true, so true.
Yep, yep, yep. So go check out the Instagram and be active on there for any updates about the games and anything else we're going to talk about. If you have any other sports that you're like, man, I love this sport, I want to hear their opinion, we take our opinion with a grain of salt. Thank you very much, especially to those Boston fans that I probably offended. Sorry, guys. But just give us a little shout on the Instagram.
A little yoo-hoo.
Yeah, cool. and just let us know what you guys think. If you hated our opinion, thank you so much for watching.